Last year it was Andre Moore and the Sweet Beaver. A couple of years before that it was the Cinco. But I tell you what, I've never seen a bait that has done more than the Chatterbait has already in the tour season. And with me today is Ron Davis of Rad Lures. Ron, you got to be buried.
Yes, we are underwater, no pun intended. We are drowning here, but it's a good problem to have, and we're getting our hand on production, and hopefully we won't be disappointing people too much longer. We'll be able to get it to all the fishermen's hands here very shortly.
Well, I get, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is there was a Strand Series event that, you know, Brian Thrift came in and won a tournament on a bait that no one had really heard much about called the Chatterbait, and boy, the rest is history. The next event, everybody was talking about this bait.
Well, I tell you, last year during the Strand Series event on Eufaula, I believe it was, Brian had won the non-boater side of that tournament, and the last day, I think he gave a couple baits to Tim Peake, who ended up winning that tournament, and they really kind of kept it under their hats, and that happened quite a few times last year to us. But Brian, him being a local guy and me knowing him through a friend, I was able to call him up and say, you know, hey, Brian, if you could help us out in the future, please feel free to, because we'll be able to help you out, I think, as well. And lo and behold, he was, you know, lucky enough to be where the fish were and at the right place at the right time, and he knows all about the bait and fishes it the way it needs to be fished, and he was able to catch the fish he needed. And what he did for us, and also what you guys did as far as covering that story on Bass Fan, has really vaulted us to another level.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and it's really funny. You know, Brian wins an event, we cover it, and the next thing, your phone's ringing off the wall because guys at Bass Fish want the latest and greatest, and there's no question this unique design, this very unique bait, is something everybody wants to get their hands on.
Well, it is, and I tell you what is fairly, fairly funny to me is it's a chatterbait, and people want to know what a chatterbait is, but I've got several of the guys that fish these events that will order 10 or 12 dozen at a time and have never seen the lure before. So that sort of goes to the mentality of the fishermen. They don't want to be one up by anybody. But there are several guys out there now who have thrown the bait for several weeks, several months, and are getting comfortable with what it's able to do. And I think from here on out, I mean, it has its situation. It has a place where it's going to work, and it definitely is something different. But when Brian won that tournament, the phone rang off the hook for the FLW tournament the next week. You know, Anglers Marine down in Okeechobee, we had to make an overnight shipment every night, and they sold out every day. But that helped us to get the bait into the hands of the guys that could make some more stuff happen, and we had some good results there as well.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and I mean, I want you to talk about the design and that kind of stuff of the bait because it's very, very unique. But, you know, it takes swimming a jig to a whole nother level. And with grass and a lot of the other things that are happening, you know, and you got a great video footage, by the way, on your website. That really is a really neat way of portraying what that bait looks like. But give me kind of the history and exactly how this thing came to be.
Well, it's something my father has tinkered with for literally over 25 years. When I was a kid, we had several versions of this, but much more crude, with different blade sizes and different ways of attaching a hook. But the goal was to make a jig-type lure that had some vibration, but also was able to come through some structure without hanging up too bad and not have that weed guard on it. Now, although our bait is not nearly as weedless as a bait with a weed guard, and we do plan on coming out with a flipping model, by the way, later on this year, the bait does have an extreme amount of vibration to it, and it's able to come through a lot of structure without hanging up too poorly. But my father, you know, being the tinker he is, he's just a guy that likes to sit in a shop and for hours take a look at function of fishing lures, and I think he would have taken the idea to the grave if I wouldn't have stepped up and said, hey, you know, I think this is something the fishermen will really take to, because really, cosmetically, our lure is not what some of the other ones are out, you know, like the other ones out there. But the function of the lure is so different. That's what's taken the lure sort of to another level, and that's what's appealing to the tournament fishermen, that it actually performs differently than anything else out there.
Well, you know, Ron, we talk about this all the time, and, you know, sometimes you come out with something that's new and different like this, and people say, well, that's kind of a novelty, but then when they use it, it becomes part of your arsenal, and the novelty wears off pretty quickly.
Well, it does, but I tell you, we've had the bait out for 20 months about on the nose, and there were several tournament fishermen that I actually put it in their hands, and I'm talking about some of the top FLW and BASS guys, and they saw it in the water, and they actually pitched it some, I think. But until we started getting some positive press that the bait actually caught fish, it was a tough sell, because we're just different enough for a lot of people to have put us into a gadget or a gimmick category. And boy, that was a tough hurdle to overcome. But the concept is so very simple. You're taking a jig concept and you're trying to, you know, you perform a crankbait-like action with a lead-headed bait. And you don't have to fish it with a skirt or trailer on the back. I mean, any piece of soft plastic under the sun works very well behind the bait. So, you know, you can fish in a lot of different ways. But again, it was so different at first, and it was so simple looking at first, it didn't have a whole lot of shelf appeal. So we needed what we got out of that win with Brian Thrift and the coverage through Bass Fan. And then the very next week, the same thing with the four finishers that fished the bait, and there probably were a few more. And again, the great coverage through you guys had really gotten the whole fishing public, that is, that are the diehards that follow it closely. They are the ones now that are paying it very special attention, and again, has put us to another level.
Well, you know, you and I have been back and forth on the phone talking about this and some of the neat things that have happened. But, you know, coverage can be good and bad, because, number one, it can be something where we can bury it, and I think that's what it sounds like has happened here. You know, you're keeping up with production, you're getting ahead of production, and guys that want this bait will be able to get it, right?
They will be. See, the very day that Brian won the Strand Series event, I obviously got on the phone with several manufacturers, and a plan was put into place. And you're looking at 4 to 6 weeks having a tremendous supply. Now, in the meantime, in between now and about March the 1st and March the 12th, we're doling them out sparingly as fast as I can get my workers to do them. But you know, we're getting into the hands of the diehard fishermen, everybody that calls in and says that they're tournament fishermen and they need them. Boy, we're bending over backwards to try to get those guys some baits, because that's who we want to be initially throwing the bait, getting it out there, giving it an honest chance. And, you know, I've been putting in 16 hours a day for the past 3 weeks straight. And, you know, whatever I can do for the fishermen, we're trying to do it for them.
Well, you're in Greenwood, South Carolina, you know, a hotbed for bass fishing down there by Clark's Hill and a lot of the great fisheries down there. And, you know, there's going to be some tournaments coming your way that this bait's going to be playing big dividends for those, too, I would think.
Well, I would say any lake around that you will get a strong spinnerbait bite or swimming jig bite, it's going to play a big role, I will tell you. And people are starting to understand that when there is a spinnerbait bite going on, the vibration is so different, but yet the profile is different as well. It's just something the fish haven't seen, and you know how, you know, the tackle industry goes. Things get hot. That's just usually because the fish and the fishermen haven't seen it. But there are a lot of variations to how you can fish the bait. You can fish it as is. You can change the trailers. And again, in effect, what you're doing is you're taking a jig and making it to a crankbait. Now, up here at Lake Murray right now, right in my backyard, seems the majority of the fish right now are being caught on crankbait. And, you know, that's a different bite. And make sure you want everybody to realize, hey, we do have another lure. And there are no catch-alls that exist. And the average Joe should understand that. But we do have a bait that functions very great in grass and scattered brush and, you know, swimming jig application, spinner bait application, and any moving bait application. It's a pretty good choice.
Well, you know, I know that you're not resting on your laurels, and we're not going to let any secrets out of the bag, because there's new lures you're going to work on and come out with that you're going to have is going to be spinoffs of this original one.
Right.
Ron, how can we get a hold of you, and what? How do I get to your webpage and give the listeners an opportunity there?
Well, I can be reached directly, and again, I hope everybody will be extremely patient, and I'm the kind of guy that hates to tell people no and put people off, but my number here is 864-942-1800, and I'm usually on hand at any one point in time if anybody would like to speak with me. A lot of people are just looking for information, and I'm glad to give it to them, whether it be fishing tips or, you know, or just how to rig it. And you can look us up on the web at www.radlures.com.
Well, Ron, I appreciate you being with me. I look for great things ahead and maybe a few more tournament wins right around the corner for Rad Lures.
Well, that would be great, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.